Greetings, y'all. Welcome to another edition of the AAPFNS show, and I'll try to find the intro. So give me just a moment. As you can see, I got my new dark radio there. This won't be a long podcast because it's 11 o'clock. I got to get off. But I just wanted to say a few things. But I'm going to find the podcast intro. Let's see. Is this it? That's the actual podcast. So we need to hold on just a second. Let me make sure my audio is all the way, because we want the podcast to be audible. And I have trouble every which way I go, so we're going to try to. We're going to try to. I don't see the new one. I need the new one. I think this is it. I think this is it.
Trigger warning. This is a free speech zone. The views and opinions expressed are Anthony Stone's and doesn't represent the podcast host. Viewer discretion is advised. From the globalist occupied territory of FEMA Region 4, you're listening to APFNS Live. The APFNS show by Anthony Stone. Now broadcasting from the APSshow.com. Your host, Anthony Stone.
I'll start this out by saying praise Jesus. Say praise to Jesus. Well, praise Jesus, amen. It's April the 26th, 1984, aka 2024. Well, we are living in the times of bad times today. But it doesn't have to necessarily be bad times if we don't let it be. Now, I've been saying a few prayers here a few minutes ago, and I'm going to make those prayers semi-public. I'll keep some of it private. But let's just say this. Let's just, in the name of Jesus, you know, there's those that want to curse America. There's those that want to hate America. You know, like the Bible says, because many Christians live here in the United States of America. We call this home. This is our country. And the blessing of Abraham not only applies to the Jewish people and the Jewish state, it applies to the seed of Abraham. And if you are a Christian, congratulations. You are drafted into Abraham's family through Jesus. We are brothers and sisters in Christ through Jesus. So what I am going to do is I am going to ask the Lord to bless those that bless America and curse those that curse America. Bless those that bless America and curse those that curse America. You know, they're always preaching to us that the planet's overpopulated. All this other stuff. I'm going to say something bold in the name of Jesus. Bold in the name of Jesus. I'm no preacher. I'm a Christian. As you can see, I'm wearing a rock and roll cat ass shirt there. I'm a rock and roll Christian. I always feel like I'm too unholy, but at the same time, I am holy. Because I've been redeemed, I've been bought, I've been paid for by the blood of Jesus. And every time I ask him to forgive me and I repent, it's paid for, past, present, and future. But now you still have to ask for it. We are, if you're a Christian, if you're a brother in Christ, a sister in Christ, we got the blessings of Abraham. And America is mainly our home. Now we are all over the world. God's got us planted everywhere. He's got us planted in China. He's got us planted in Russia. He's got Russia, by the way, it's a reversal. Back in the old days, Russia used to try to destroy the church. Putin tries to preserve the church. That's how far bass backwards we are now in this 1984 beast system. It's 1984, and guess what, Russian? Putin is the Goldstein. Putin is just like Goldstein. He is just responsible for everything. Everything against this New World Order. Trump is too. Trump and Putin are like the Goldsteins. Let's bless those that bless America and curse those that curse America. You think we're overpopulated? Stop having children. Stop having children, you workers of iniquity. You workers of iniquity. I said you workers of iniquity. Come out of that spirit. Come out of that. Come. I've been listening to them preaching. You know, those where they cast the spirit, declaring the devil's dead, declaring the devil's gone, declaring the devil defeated. I've been listening to a lot of that lately. I've been listening to a whole lot of that lately. I didn't know how to pray over them. I didn't know how to cast them out. I've been tormented by what they call harassing or what they call those hindering spirits. Ever since I was a child, y'all. I mean, we lived in the haunted house. Hindering spirits, be gone. Be gone, you hindering spirit, and may the Lord deal with you. And may he give me the joy to laugh at you while he's dealing with you. I mock you, enemy. I said I mock you, enemy. I laugh at you. You are defeated in the name of Jesus. Under the blood of Jesus, you are defeated. You are defeated. Let's pray. Lord, bless those that bless America and curse those that curse America. Bless those. We want to see drugs defeated, fentanyl defeated, pharmakia defeated, even marijuana. They try to preach it; it's good. It's not good. Defeated in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, under the blood of Jesus. It's not good. It's a devil. It's a name of a devil. It's a name of a she devil, I guess, because they always call her. Actually, it's a name of a she-devil. Anyway, it's a devil. Marijuana is a devil. If you suffer from that and you hear me at the sound of my voice, be free of it. Be free of it. I don't judge you, but be free. Be free. I don't hate you. There's a lot of my favorite people, they like it. I don't like it. I think it's dirty. I think it's disgusting. I think it smells disgusting. Trying to get InfoWars loaded because I need to hurry up and get the news. Get the news. I do know one thing. The Tate brothers speak out against it. Michael Savage speaks out against it. They're the only two main sources that I know besides me. If you're out there, God bless you. You need to be elevated. We don't need that junk. We don't need that junk ruling our country. I'm on InfoWars.com. I said I'm on Infowars.com. Breaking. Congress investigating IRS NSA illegal targeting of American middle class with AI. Hate hoax. HS athletic director arrested for allegedly using AI-generated deep fake audio to frame principal. Whoa. Instant karma. 40-year-old Navy vet shot and killed by cops as he pulled gun while trying to meet children for sex. Biden confirms he'll debate Trump. Trump fires back. How about tonight? Chaos unfolds. The Biden lawfare circus enters dangerous territory. Disturbing. Viewers notice man biting boy's ear during billiards tourney. Billiards, not billboards. Welcome to San Francisco. Adam Schiff robbed during visit to leftist shitto. They said hell ho. I said shitto. Watch. J6 prisoner says suspected provocateur Ray Epps lied to FBI and leaked phone call. Did you hear that? That is, and let's say that again, because I said J6. We all know what J6 means. January 6th. The January 6th hoax that was just used to brand American citizens who didn't agree with the Biden regime as terrorists. That's all it was, y'all. That's all it was. Despite climate change claims, nearly all Alberta fires were caused by humans, foreign forestry minister. Trump, Dems should be careful with lawfare because it comes back to bite. He's right here. All this stuff's gonna come back to bite him. Childhood seizures, myocarditis, and pericarditis, and I've said those things. Y'all know me, I have the speech impediment. Increased post-COVID injection. FDA study. Increased post-COVID injection. 500,000 illegals caught on Arizona ranch. Did you hear that? Again, they're 500,000. They're probably going to end up all over America, like cities like Dalton, Georgia, something out. Just don't have to be Dalton, Georgia. It can be anywhere. 500,000 illegals caught on an Arizona ranch. Like I was saying the other day, I was saying this on a podcast. I don't think I posted it. It was a sloppy podcast. I might or may not have posted it. We're going to say it again. We need a hotline. We need a hotline where we can take pictures. If we see what we suspect is illegal aliens, illegal alien gatherings, etc., we need a hotline and a website that we can send pictures, videos, etc., and report this kind of stuff. If we think we suspect we see illegal aliens, we should have a place where we need, if you get president, buddy, we need that activated. I mean, I'm not for the snitch generation thing, but I mean, these people, they don't belong here. They don't belong here. They don't belong here. They're not citizens. You're not violating their rights. How many illegal aliens will vote in the 2024 election? I'm going to go with the bottom one. Everybody else did too. The numbers are 1 to 100,000. 100,000 to is that a million? 1 million to 25 million. I voted with the 1 million to 25 million. So did everybody else here on Infowars.com, baby. I think we've got Infowars covered. I'll go over and color a Lethus rag. A Lethus rag. Before I get out of here. I'll get out of here in just a minute. Take away from 8 days of the Trump hush money trial that no one cares about. Yeah, it's probably infidelity. Yes, it's probably considered dirty by biblical standards. And if I was electing a pastor, I would probably care. Whoa, there we go. Only in this shithole, Dalton, Georgia. Only in this shithole, Dalton, Georgia. Takeaways, you probably didn't hear it, but I did. That's okay. Takeaways from date A of the Trump hush money trial. If I was electing a pastor, I'd care. This is between him and his wife. America should stay the fuck. I'm going to say it. We're cussing. Sorry, Jesus. You should stay the fuck out of his bedroom. You know, even God told parents to stay out of marriages. Did you remember? You want to go back to the Bible and read where God told parents to stay out of marriages? I don't care what he does in his marriage. It's his marriage. You know, they didn't care when it was Clinton. They didn't care when it was Slick Willie getting it under the desk. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Mr. Slick Willie getting his head. Mr. Slick Willie getting his head. Democrats didn't care then. Democrats shouldn't care now. Shouldn't be caring. Trump seeing and paying porn stars hush money. It's not your business. Not your business. Not your business. That's not the opinion you want. That's the opinion you get. That's why they want to silence it. I bet this has all kinds of hell. I bet I don't get it posted. I bet something happens. That's okay. Train cars derailed as tornadoes tear across Nebraska and Ohio, Iowa. I saw that earlier where they were coming in. Columbia student protest leader banned from campus after saying Zionists don't deserve to live. He should be. He should be in jail. He's basically making a death threat. That's not freedom of speech. He needs to be, this little scumbag fucker needs to be put in prison. He doesn't not only be banned from the, he needs to be put in prison for terrorist threats. Oh yeah, they only care when it's a Democrat or something. Jews don't matter, they're subhuman. Christians don't matter, they're subhuman. Trumpers don't matter, they're subhumans. All that matters is what these scumbags support. This little scumbag needs to be in prison. Star witness in Harvey Weinstein trial says she'd consider testifying at their overturned conviction. This isn't just about me. Star witness in Harvey Weinstein trial says she'd consider testifying at their overturned conviction. Listen to that, he's got overturned. Listen to that, he's gotten overturned. The sleazy scumbag. They are January 6th people that are sitting in jail right now, like Joe Biggs, Sergeant Joe Biggs, who is a hero. All for shaking a fence and saying, fuck around, find out. That's all he was guilty of, ladies and gentlemen. This scumbag that raped women has been let out. Him and his suspected or a reported accomplice, Oprah Winfrey. His reported accomplice. A hot and handsome coworker made a beeline for him at a work event. Here's what happened. I bet that's an ad. No, it may not be. It's gay. Whatever it is, it's gay. John Roberts isn't happy with previous rulings against Trump. What's happening now? Peter Mailer drops out of Michigan GOP Senate race. First on CNN, Andrew Cuomo agrees to testify to Congress on COVID-19 nursing home advisory. They killed a lot of people in those nursing homes. They killed a whole lot of people in those nursing homes. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sign off. I don't think I know where my sign-off outro is. I didn't get to know Michael Savage tonight. Savage. But that's okay. We'll get to Savage another day. I'll see y'all next time. The podcast is back. Trump 24. Anybody vote for Joe Biden? It's either brain dead, dumb, or they're the enemy. They're the enemy of America. This man is destroying America. I'll say it again. This man is destroying America. And sorry if some of you people's offended by the cuss words. You'll just have to be offended. You'll just have to get offended. Because I said what I said, and I don't apologize for it. Thank you for listening. The APSShow.com, 2024, all rights reserved at APFNS, baby. And we'll see you next time on the APFNS show. Now, I won't be back daily. It'll be back once or twice a week, depending on when I get it done. Once or twice a week. And if there's any special things I want to cover, we'll be on that as well. I'm not going to do it every day. In the past, I've done it every day. That's over. When I don't have time, and it's just not going to work anymore. But now we will get it every once in a while. See y'all next time on the APFNS show, baby. Good day.